This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
This show was first aired in June 2020, and it just features some great bluegrass music that I thought you'd like to hear. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a one-hour serving of bluegrass that I'm sure is going to make you happy. We're going to kick it off straight away with Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. What better way to start a bluegrass show, eh? This is from the album In Session, and we're going to hear the tune Weep and Cry. When I first heard this tune, I thought it sounded like an old Flatten Scruggs tune. I wasn't too far wrong. It was actually written by Charlie Munro, and I'm not sure where Doyle got it from, but suits his band perfectly. Here they go, Weep and Cry. Weep and cry. You left without a cause for leaving. Now you seem dissatisfied. Your lonely heart for me is grieving. It's your turn now to weep and cry. But now a loving heart you've broken, all of those you now regret. You left without a cause for leaving. Now you seem dissatisfied. Your lonely heart for me is grieving. It's your turn now to weep and cry. You live without
to weep and cry.
Isn't it nice to hear Dawn Lawson taking the lead on some of his songs? He's got an amazing singing lineup, no matter who he's got working for him, where he has the high tenor doing the lead and he does the tricky baritone part in between. But it's just lovely to hear his voice too. I saw them with that band lineup play at the Grass Valley Bluegrass Festival, and I was sitting in the front row and couldn't get closer. It was just wonderful to watch them work together. I'm not sure if they did that song though. Here's some nice guitar picking from James Allen Shelton. The album is called Song for Greta, and he's got some great tunes on it and a great lineup of pickers. He plays lead guitar, Ralph Stanley II plays rhythm guitar, Steve Sparkman on banjo, John Rigsby on mandolin, James Price on fiddle, and Audie Ratliff on bass, and they do a fine job on this old tune called Back Up and Push. Some great picking, wasn't it? That was James Allen Shelton doing some fine picking on the great fiddle tune, Back Up and Push. Tune I've always loved. Always loved the singing of Dale Ann Bradley too. So I've chosen a tune from her Old Southern Porches album. And this is one that she co-wrote with Vicky Simmons, who's co-written lots of songs with Dale Ann Bradley. And just a pretty song called Heading Back to You. Here she is, Dale Ann Bradley.
Sing, but sometimes, babe, they don't mean a thing. All too soon, the bright lights dim and fade. With each and every passing mile, I can hear your voice, I can see your smile. I'm thinking about all the love we've made. You know, my first love used to be the road, but now my head's a hurting and the coffee's cold. No way to count the towns that I've been through. Now you're in my heart. The time is looking forward to heading back to you. Well, I miss your face in the moonlight and the way you softly brush against my skin. I can't wait until you hold me close and do those things you do. I'm looking forward to heading back to you. City limit sign is right before me. And in a minute or two, I'll turn off this road. And I'll see your eyes and know that I'm not dreaming. And I'll tell you all the things to let you know. Like I've missed your face in the moonlight, and the way you softly brush against my skin. And do those things you do. I'm looking forward to heading back to you. Heading back to you. Heading back to you. Heading back to you. Heading back to you.
That was Dale and Bradley, Heading Back to You. Well, we've still got the James Alan Shelton album in the machine. Well, let's hear the classic old tune, Freight Train. Every guitar picker has learned to play this tune, written by Elizabeth Cotton. And the story goes that she was a servant girl working for the Seeger family. And she used to play a guitar upside down, sort of left-handed, but so she just played a regular guitar left-handed, and she was playing this tune, Freight Train, and they liked the tune, and it all was eventually done by a woman called Nancy Whiskey, I seem to recall, way back in the 1950s, but it got to be a very popular tune. But it's a great tune if you're learning to pick a guitar, carrying the melody with your second finger there. Freight Train, James Alan Shelton, here it comes. Can't beat a good melody on her for playing a tune, and that is just a wonderful melody. Freight Train makes a great banjo tune too, sounds good on fiddle, mandolin, you name it, it just works every time. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, New Zealand. They have been sponsoring music around Hamilton for more than 50 years. And in a shop, you can buy almost anything pertaining to music there. They have great range of guitars, everything up to a big range of Martin guitars. They have Deering banjos, mandolins, fiddles, all sorts of stuff, and all the accessories you could possibly want. So go and see Shearers. And as I've said, they've been sponsoring music around Hamilton, supporting the music community in the Waikato generally, and doing a fine job at it. I really appreciate their sponsorship for this program. Let's go back to one of the classic banjo tunes recorded in 1952 by Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys. It's a tune called Dear Old Dixie. Here's Mr. Earl Scruggs playing it. Such good picking. Who would have known that 70 years later there was still thousands of young banjo players working out that stuff to play it exactly like Earl did. Dear Old Dixie, that'd have to be Benny Martin playing fiddle. I think I'm going to have to do some homework on that one. Just a great break, but Earl's way of playing just really did write the book on bluegrass banjo, and it's always good to listen to the original stuff that they did, because he just brought so much to the music. There's an energy there. There's a musicalness of everything that he plays, as well as wonderful dexterity. Just love it. Just love it. What have we got to hear? The Travelling Mercuries. I reckon this is a great concept for a group. Dad didn't want to travel too much, so Del could stay at home, and they've set up a group so they can do the travelling and playing around. A great idea. Ronnie Mercury on mandolin and vocals, and Rob Mercury on banjo. Ronnie and Rob are Del's kids, and they've been playing with him for a long time, very supportive of him in his music. Jason Carter on fiddle and vocals, Alan Bartram on upright bass and vocals, and Cody Kilby doing some guitar work in there. And I've picked out a tune, Natural to Be Gone, from the Travelling Mercuries. Have a listen.
Tracks may soon go everywhere, because there ain't no other place for them to go. Where I'd left, well, that's out of now for me. That's really hard to say, like sometimes I'm not really sure I even know. What's the difference being different when it's difference now that it looks alike? You say I've changed, but I'm not sure that's wrong. Just the center line on this highway runs up my banjo neck, and I feel somehow it's just natural to be gone. Patterns do we follow, sitting knee to knee upon some riverbank somewhere at supper time? The evening air is moving like molasses through a sticky night, so easy as I press your hand in mine. What's the difference being different? It's a difference now that looks alike. You say I've changed, but I'm not sure that's wrong. Today it may be natural, sitting here discussing it. Tomorrow's just as natural to be gone. Tracks may soon go everywhere, because there ain't no other place for them to go. Where I dwell, that's out of now for me. That's really hard to say, like sometimes I'm not really sure I even know. What's the difference being different when it's difference now than it looks alike? You say I've changed, but I'm not sure that's wrong. Today it may be natural, sitting here discussing it. Tomorrow's just as natural to be gone. Natural
to be gone. That was a tune written by John Hartford and performed by the Travelling Mercuries. Hope you enjoyed it. You could hear John Hartford doing it when you heard them sing it, eh? That was just how he did stuff. I can always enjoy John Hartford's music. We've got an album from a duo now. It's called West Wind. That's the name of the duo, I think, and from the album Linger for a While. And I don't know that much about them, but mostly it's Jonathan Maness on guitar, mandolin and some vocals, and Wendy Crow on vocals. And they're the ones with their pictures all over the CD. And they're backed on most tracks with Bryn Davies on bass, Matt Ledbetter on dobro, and Richard Safirsky on banjo. Did I say Matt Letter on dobro? I hope so. And they do some really nice music. They write many of the songs on the album, but I've actually chosen a Melba Montgomery song to play for you first, called Look Who's Talking Now. West Wind, from the album Linger for a While.
You hardly say more than how was your day. And now that my suitcase has got your attention, I can't all you have to say. Did I hear I love you? Did I hear I need you? Are you saying you're sorry? You've been silent so long. You're begging me not to, but I tried to tell.
West Wind, lovely song. Let's listen to Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver again. A tune called Big Eight Wheeler from their album In Session.
Big Eight Wheeler, number 9, make you lonesome, whistle wide. I've seen all I want to see. Take a straight rail to Tennessee. I want to go home to Tennessee. I took to roaming when I left home. No mom and papa left all alone. Had to see the country so wild and free. And a big eight wheeler transported me. I found Chicago was mighty cold. And New Orleans. Make you lonesome, whistle wide. I've seen all I want to see. Take a straight rail to Tennessee. I want to go home to Tennessee. I've seen all I wanna see. I'm on a straight rail
Eight Wheeler number nine. Make your lonesome whistle wide. I've seen all I wanna see. Take a straight rail to Tennessee. I wanna go home to Tennessee. Make your lonesome whistle wide. I've seen all I want to see. Take a straight rail to Tennessee. I want to go home to Tennessee. I want to go home to Tennessee. I want to go home to Tennessee.
This is Jimmy Anderson, a picker from across the pond in Friendship, Tennessee. You are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, my favorite bluegrass show, with host Paul Trenwith.
Yeah, well, thanks very much, Jimmy, for your introduction. And any listeners out there, if you'd like to get an introduction in on this show, just record maybe on your telephone or whatever method you can use for recording, introduction to Back Porch Bluegrass, and say something about the show, and say your name, say where you're from, and send it to me best by email. And my email is Paul Trenwith, PaulTrenwith, @gmail.com. Send it preferably as an MP3 attachment, and we'll process it and eventually get it up on air, because I love to hear other people introducing the show. Well, here's a song from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, recorded in 1970, middle of winter 1970, at the Wynyard Tavern in Auckland. And that was a great concert, little tiny stage, five people jam-packed onto the stage, people sitting on the floor right in front of us, and some lucky people got seats a little bit further back, and it was action-packed, and we were doing this concert, and we recorded some really good tunes that the band was currently performing. And here's a tune called Reuben James. It had not long come out on the radio by Kenny Rogers and the First Edition, as it was in those days. And we liked the song, and we thought it'd make a good bluegrass song. And we've kept doing it all these years. We would still play Reuben James in a concert this year, some 50 years later. Isn't that amazing? Oh, here comes Reuben James by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
Reuben James, in my song you'll live again. And the phrases that I rhyme are just footsteps out of time, from the time when I knew you, Reuben James. Reuben James, all the folks around Madison County cursed your name. Just an old-cash, sharecropping, colored man who would steal anything he can, and they always laid the blame on Reuben James. Reuben James, you still want the furrowed fields of my mind, the faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Flora Gray, the gossip of Madison County, died but child. And although your skin was black, you're the one that never turned your back on a hungry white child with no name, Reuben James. Reuben James, with your mind on my soul and the Bible in your right hand, you said turn the other cheek, there's a better world awaiting for the meek. In my mind these words remain from Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind, fitted shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James. One dark cloudy day they brought you from the fields, and to your lonely pine box came just the preacher and me and the rain, to sing one last refrain for Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. Faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now. Reuben James, Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. Faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now. Reuben James, Reuben James, Reuben James.
Well, that was pretty good for a live recording way back in the 1970s. John Raphael and Jeff Cumberbatch were responsible for the recording. It originally came out on Kiwi Pacific and then was re-released in a remastered form of the whole concert in 2006 by John Raphael. And it was just wonderful having the whole concert there. It was originally recorded 5th of July 1970, and that came out on the EMI label the second time it was put out. Hi, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm just playing bluegrass to you like you're standing in my lounge room and I'm saying, have you heard this and have you heard that? And you might like this. Big hello to all the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand. Thank you very much for tuning into my show. The people listening on Access Radios in Canada, thank you. We've got a contra deal going there and I'm delighted that you take my show and I hope you enjoy it. Bluegrass Planet Radio, of course, lots of you listening there, and all those who tune in on podcasts. I really appreciate the fact that what starts as a show in little old Hamilton, New Zealand, becomes a podcast available throughout the world, and lots of you all over the world listen to the show. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. What are we going to hear? Dale Ann Bradley again. Like her playing and singing from the old Southern Porches album. Here's a song called Rain on the Roof, getting pretty appropriate for us here in winter. Just come out of lockdown for our COVID-19 fight, and we're just about back to normal, apart from the fact that we don't allow people in from other countries. Our borders are still closed. So that's very exciting. All good. We have no cases of COVID-19 in New Zealand. That's wonderful. Here's Dale Ann Bradley with Rain on the Roof.
Well, I take my time going about my business. I don't always hurry like some folks do. I just do my job and then I park it on the porch and listen to the rain. Listen to the rain, listen to the rain. There's something about that pouring down that drives my blues away. I ain't got nobody in my face telling me what to do. While I listen to the rain on the roof. I'm somewhat aloof, but all I'm asking is a little solitude while I'm listening to the rain on the roof. Listen to the rain, listen to the rain. There's something about that pouring down that drives my blues away. I ain't got nobody in my face telling me what to do. I'm listening to the rain on the roof. Listen to the rain, listen to the rain.
something about that pouring down that drives my blues away. I don't want nobody in my face telling me what to do. While I'm listening to the rain on the roof, I'm just sitting here on my front porch working on an attitude. And I'm listening to the rain on the roof.
Dale Ann Bradley, great song there. Love the feel she gets. She's got a delightful voice and always good fun listening to her songs. Here's the Bluegrass Album Band from Volume 2 with a song that was popularized by Texas Ruby and Curly Fox right through the 1940s. This was really a hit song, and certainly for them. And I don't know what point it entered into bluegrass music. I don't think I've heard one of the bands from around the 40s or early 50s doing it. Must have done somewhere. But anyway, Tony Rice found it, and here it is now from the Bluegrass Album Band. The song is called We May Meet Again Someday.
Again someday.
Turned it just into classic bluegrass, didn't they? The Bluegrass Album Band, We Shall Meet Again Someday. Earlier in the program, we had West Wind on. That's Jonathan Maness and Wendy Crow and their band. And on their album, Linger For A While, they do a song called Two Soldiers, which has long been one of my favourite songs. I first heard Mike Seeger do it with auto harp, and I copied that. I thought it was a great song, and I loved the sentiment in it and the way Mike played it, but it sounds great as a bluegrass song. Here's West Wind with Two Soldiers.
He was just a blue-eyed Boston boy. His voice was low with pain. I'll do your bidding, comrade mine, if I ride back again. But if you ride back and I am dead, please do as much for me. But there at home won't hear the news, so write to her tenderly.
She's praying at home like a waiting saint. Her face is pale with gloom. Her heart will be broken when I'm gone. I'll see her soon, I know. Just then the order came to charge.
It's a great war song, I suppose, if you have to have great war songs. And the story of two soldiers. I understand it's the second half of a poem that was written about the Civil War days. And that when the person who was looking for it found it, it was filed in two different parts of the library of archives, and they missed out on the first part, but they found the second part turned into a song, and you've just heard it. Two Soldiers, lovely. We're starting in again with some gigs around New Zealand. As of the day of the recording of this program, which is I'm actually about a week ahead, 9th of June, we're allowed to have gatherings of any size now. So sports matches will start again, concerts can start again. Back Porch Bluegrass is scheduled for the fourth Sunday of June. If you around the Hamilton, General Waikato area, come to Back Porch Bluegrass. Bluegrass. Bring your instruments. First opportunity we've had for 3 months to play some music together. And the Morrinsville Country Music Club, I'm sure, will be starting up again maybe in the next month or so. That's always on the second Friday of the month. And I say always, apart from the last 3 months. And so the world's been changed by this COVID-19. And let's hope that the normal that we're getting back to stays with us. Time for a gospel song from the Stanley gospel tradition. That's a bunch of pickers that just love playing Stanley style gospel music. We're going to hear "My Lord's Gonna Set Me Free." Junior Sisk, lead vocal. Don Rigsby, tenor vocal. Dan Tominski, mandolin and baritone vocal. Dale Perry, bass vocal. Tim Austin, rhythm guitar. Craig Smith, banjo. Barry Bales, bass. Aubrey Haney, fiddle. What a band! Just love it. And here they are with the great gospel song from the Stanley Brothers called "My Lord's Gonna Set Me Free."
My prayer.
When he heard my prayer,
and he answered me,
yes, he answered me.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
I know my Lord. I know my Lord's gonna set me free.
In a little church over the way, I often knelt with friends and prayed. Old time religion still is. My prayer.
When he heard my prayer and he answered me, yes, he answered me.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Heaven bound.
Amen.
I know my Lord.
I know my Lord's gonna set me free.
Oh, sinner, why not heed the call? For Jesus died to save us all. Let's live together there on high. What a happy gathering in the sky.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Heaven bound.
Amen.
He heard my prayer.
When he heard my prayer, and he answered me, yes, he answered me.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Heaven bound.
Amen. I know my Lord.
I know my Lord's gonna set me free.
Oh, classic gospel music. The Stanleys did great gospel, and the Stanley tradition is a fine band that, or fine aggregation of musicians, because it does vary. And they do some excellent renditions of Stanley style gospel music. Oh, we're just about getting to the end of the show. I'd like to play for you a tune from John Reichman and the Jaybirds, fine Canadian band that I first saw at the Grass Valley Festival in California. I guess they work a lot in that West Coast area, and I just love their music and their approach to the music. And from their album, The Road West, I'd like to play a tune called "Hop High, My Lulu Gal." And the notes say these two traditional tunes are essentially one and the same. And our version of Roustabout was inspired by Fred Cockerman's playing, and features John playing mandola, cross-picked. So that's an unusual sound for them. And the lyrics to Hop High are from Dirk Powell. So they made up an original tune from remnants of another. That's been done before, I tell you, folks. Here are John Reichman and the Jaybirds. John Rochman and the Jaybirds with Trish Gagnon singing the lead line there. Finished Back Porch Bluegrass. I appreciate the fact that you've tuned in to me. Tune in again next week. There'll be another collection of bluegrass music. And I'll take it out with the theme tune Back Porch Bluegrass, played by Colin Trenbrith on fiddle and myself on banjo.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.